As you all know, infill development is occurring kind of really no matter where you are, how big your city is, how little your city is. Sometimes the development is part of a proactive plan between the community and the local government. Sometimes it's by necessity because your community has been impacted by weather-related events, flooding, hurricanes that our coastal cities had to endure. But this panel, we're all from Fort Worth, as you could tell, we're going to focus on Fort Worth and what our urban core is, and what our experiences have been in infill development. But I think the challenges are pretty much universal to what all local governments and all developers who are seeking to do infill face. So for those not familiar with Fort Worth or didn't see our exhibit last week at South by Southwest or our mayor there, Mike's going to provide a broad overview, and then we're going to move into particular discussion of challenges, kind of both social and general legal that, you know, arise when developing an infill project. So I'll turn it over to Mike so he can do the broad overview.
All right. Thanks, Melinda. First, can everybody hear me okay? All right. I'm going to take a minute just to give a broad overview of the urban core of Fort Worth. And as Melinda said, we'll talk specifically about just this one city, but I would expect that the issues that we'll talk about and the conditions are relevant to all of the significantly sized cities that date back to the early 1900s within Texas and across the country. The slide that we have here shows the primary development districts in the central city of Fort Worth. And so we've got downtown in the center and then those downtown adjacent districts, which include the near south side. That's where I work, and we'll spend some time focused in that area. But going to the west, immediately west of downtown, the West 7th and Cultural District area has experienced a tremendous amount of redevelopment over the last 20 years.